North State Give and Take is made possible by generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothing and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling Cotton Party at 893-4923. And by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and by appointment. More information at 530-898-9525. Today on North State Give and Take, I'm going to interview two very dear friends of mine who I've worked with for years. And we've got a great event coming up. So we wanted to bring it out there so everybody can hear about it and know about it and be ready to come. Bob Trausch and Sheldon Prazer. And we have worked together, and actually we enjoy each other so much. It's fun for us to do things. But both of these guys are very involved with CHAT, which is the Chico Housing Action Team. So we're going to talk a little bit about CHAT just to bring everybody up to date. I'm sure most of us have heard of it, but there's so many things that go on at CHAT that it happens fast. So I'm going to let Bob give us a little history, not a lot, a little bit, what's happening now, and then we will talk about our event, which is happening at Easter. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you, Bobby. Well, just a quick historical perspective. CHAT started in November of 2013 with the idea of housing people. We ended up starting Safe Space because it was a really cold winter, and we put people into the Peace Center at that point. Then we started approaching churches, and we got people in through the winter time, not all year, but through the winter time. We had churches open up. It was wonderful. We had 12 churches that did that, so we had to let people sleep on the floor. But our goal always has been to house people. We had someone approach us. We were trying to get landlords to let us put people in, but someone approached us and said, I'm willing to rent a house to you. That's our CHAT one. Well, just to go forward, now we have over 70 CHATs, close to 75 at this point, and over 230 people that we are housing presently. Obviously, that's not the total number, because many people we've moved on, people have actually moved on themselves. And when we started, we really thought, by way of learning from Safe Space, we thought, well, we can, just men are going to be using our program. Well, then we saw after the second year that women started coming because they felt safe space, right?
Right.
So then we had more and more men and women coming. And then we realized, well, a lot of these people have some form of income. Maybe we can grow our program. So we started a HAT program that we rented a house, we master leased it, then we find people on the street, we put them into a bedroom. They can afford the bedroom, they can't afford the house. So we found people who seemed to be compatible, we put them in, and they started living together. Okay. Then we saw, wow, there's families in crisis. So we started another program for families that were in crisis and brought services to them. Then we saw veterans. Wow, veterans really need some help. So then we started veterans program. Then we saw people with mental illness. Right, and so we continued to grow by that way. And then we had people from the fires, right? So we started a CHAMP program, dealing with people who were burned out in a fire. We started housing them. So it goes on and on like that. Then we saw, you know, people who were in the streets with physical illnesses, cancer, diabetes that was out of control. So we started a mercy program. So our programs grew like that. Then we started a warehouse program where we have all the necessary items to fill a house. Then we started a food program. We give food to everybody. So we have like 9 programs at this point that help people in this community.
I want to go back a little, just a little bit to the beginning, and again say how it works. CHAT rents a house. It then interviews some people. They all have, not all of them, but most of them have a little bit of income. They put their money together, organized by CHAT, and they get a room in a house. And there are 77 of those houses.
Yeah. Most of our houses follow that model of being what we call master lease houses, where we take out the lease and then find people that need housing. And we have a selection process for getting them housed. But we've had some people along the way who generously have offered to loan CHAT some money to purchase houses. And then more recently, we had a very generous couple make us a large donation that allowed us to purchase several more. So in addition to renting, CHAT now has 9 houses that we own.
Nice.
And our own office space that we also purchased, because we realized we were paying so much in rent that we're paying less by way of the loan that we got on purchasing our own office space. So it's worked out beautifully for us.
Which is huge. With all the programs that we're going to talk a little bit about, you have to have some organizing center of this. It just sounds like a mushroom cloud here, right. in many ways. And I know that a big part of that is figuring out who can live together, sort of ironing that out, how that works. I've seen it work. It's amazing. And how many people are you housing in your 9 homes that you own? And
we have over 70 structures right now. We have over 70. Some of them I have housed different populations, obviously, but there's over 70, I guess close to 75 at this point that we have, that we house people in.
Yes. And I know that some of those houses have people that have a certain amount of money that they get just a regular income, and you work that out with them. I also know you have some houses with people that are a lot more compromised, and you work with them even more.
Right. Well, that's because for us, we have so many incredible volunteers and now staff that work with those people in those homes to make sure that we keep them housed. We work out the problems. We meet weekly with them. Sheldon can talk about that as well. A part of the HAT program where we have all of these volunteers meet. They meet once every 2 weeks. We meet and talk about what are the problems in any particular house, how we solve those problems, how we keep that house going to keep the people housed. That's our main goal. And many of our people call it their forever home.
Yes.
And again, we found that a lot of people have income. Some don't. We have some money that has come into us to deal with people who don't. And while we're housing them, we're looking to get them some money to find out if they're like mental illness or physical disability. Then we start working with them to try and actually get them housed or get the money to house them.
Right. It's so personal. I know that you know all of the people that are involved, basically personally, to kind of help figure out, certainly when it started. Now it's a bigger organization. You probably don't know everybody, but I know that it's kind of an individual thing to see what the needs are.
What happens, Bobby, getting people housed is just the first step. It's a big step. It's a major step for people to be in a room of their own. And we don't double people up in rooms. They have their own room unless it's like a married couple or somebody has a partner. Mostly it's people who have their own room. They can lock it. They can go out. They're safe and secure. But that's just what we found is the first step. After that, we would have volunteers over the years that would go in and meet with the residents as needed. Once a week would be the most common and make sure things were going okay. As we've grown just recently with success in getting grant funding, we've been able to hire what we call house support coordinators who are paid staff members that add to that and can deal with some of the issues in the houses. For the residents, it gives them more of a sense that we as an organization are watching their back. We're supporting them. We're not just giving them a room and saying goodbye and good luck. We're there to work with them and support them. And what that builds for us who are doing it, it builds a relationship. Not only do we know them, you know, they become friends. They become like our extended chat family.
Yeah.
So it's a very rich experience in a lot of ways.
Sure.
To build on that, the reality is we're learning. Every single day we're learning how to better service people and give them the service to make them be successful. Because otherwise, you know, we've had failures. So you learn how to deal with it better. And one of the things I think we've learned is that the people that we're dealing with have had so many failures in their life that they feel like they failed. And so they don't trust society. They don't trust people. Our goal always is to build trust, that they start trusting us, and we find out if they start trusting us and know we're not going away and we're there for them, then they start trusting themselves. And that's when healing starts. That's when we start feeling like they can move on to something better. So that's part of for us. But we're always learning. It's not static. We're learning all the time how better to service the people that we have in our houses.
Well, and obviously that whole concept is something that really is working, because let's just look at chat for a minute. How did that begin?
It was a group of people. It was a group of people that came together. Actually, I think Dan Everhart had initially talked about it. I had my own experience with the housing authority that I was very disappointed in the conversations that were me having meetings for me. But Dan Everhart kind of said, hey, why don't we start meeting? And out of that came chat. You know, there was there were a lot of people that started joining us. There were meetings with a large number of people, but like so many different organizations and activities, people are winnowed out on their own. And so it became, you know, mostly at some point, probably the three of us doing this and continuing on with it and seeing it grow.
Seeing it through.
But again, our volunteers have played a very important part, because we couldn't do it.
Well, and now you're to a point where you have a staff, and now things can actually kind of gel together.
A substantial budget, right. And we pay a fair wage, which to me is really important, that we don't, you know, so many times in the social service industry, people are expected to work for lousy wages because, you know, hey, you're working, you're helping people. You shouldn't deserve a fair wage. Okay. And we don't look at it that way. We think everyone should be paid a fair wage.
Good. Yeah, this interview is fun for me because the three of us are meeting now because we're going to have a big event. So we've known each other a long time. And I just really want to say the effort and the work that Bob and Sheldon do. I mean, I call them and they're at a meeting or they are doing something or Bob is fixing something all the time. And I'm not kidding, all the time. And because these houses that you rent, even the ones that you buy, they need work. So that is a huge thing, and I just want to acknowledge that because I know both of you work so hard.
Yeah, I think it's mutual, Bobby. Let's face it. Whether it's the radio, whether it's this, whatever it is, fundraising for other organizations, we know that that's been our passion, you know, for years and years.
Passion. It
to
is
try and make a difference. Yeah, no. So
and that's how
it's a mutual situation.
Yeah, we kind of stick together. This is a pre-recorded interview with Bob Trausch, Sheldon Prazier, and myself, Bobby Tryon, all working together for chat for an event coming up on Easter, April 17th. Stay tuned. We'll talk a little bit more about chat and the event. You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Bob Trausch, Sheldon Prazier, and myself, Bobby Tryon. And we're talking about CHAT, Chico Housing Action Team. And we're talking about what CHAT is and an event we have coming up for Easter on April 17th.
I'd like to go back a little bit.
Okay, go.
For Everhart Village, we initially started a program to build 32 tiny homes called Simplicity Village. We worked really hard on that, had great hopes. We hoped that we could house seniors in that complex. We had 2.5 acres, and we thought that was going to happen. Well, that was stopped by a lawsuit. fortunate or unfortunate, was stopped by a lawsuit. But that didn't stop us from moving forward. We thought we still want to build some communities. And we found about this acre of land, or almost an acre of land, that the county owned, and it, Behavioral Health had access to it. And so we started talking to them, and we reached an agreement that, well, maybe we could build something in that community, that 1 acre of land, for people with serious mental illness. They call it class 3 and class 4. It's the most, you know, serious mental illness. I've talked to 2 different chiefs of police who approached me personally and saying, these are the people, if you could get even 1 or 2 of these off the street, Bob, we'd be so happy. They're the ones that are costing us the ambulance, the hospital, right?
Sure.
So we're looking at, once this complex is built, of having 20 people off the street with serious mental illness, we will run the complex. Behavioral Health will work to have them hopefully understand their mental illness, understand the importance of taking medication, and be able to stabilize them and ultimately move them into permanent housing.
Yes.
So that's our goal at this point. And we're getting closer and closer. Actually, just today, Leslie and I met with the county talking about permits and what we can do, and maybe very soon start grading from the street to the complex, while we're working with other entities like the water company and the electric company to put in what we need. We're getting closer and closer to having that happen. But it's going to be a well-run, has a fence, a 7-foot fence all the way around the property. We're going to have 20 tiny homes on it, or sleeping cabins on it. They'll have a toilet. They'll have a bathroom with the toilet. They have a sink, a microwave, a refrigerator. And then we're going to have a large 72-foot community center with all the amenities, including 2 ADA bathrooms, all the things.
Okay.
And so it'll be a meeting place. But again, we will be running it. Behavioral Health will be working with us to stabilize the people. Mm-hmm. And we'll also be working with them. But it's so exciting. But we have more things actually in the works right now that are even more exciting to me than that.
You didn't even say. So, and this, the Everhart Village is close to the mental health department here in Chico.
Next door. Across the driveway.
Yeah.
The driveway. It couldn't be more appropriate. And it's great that we have this collaboration between Behavioral Health and CHAT to be able to do this and be able to help the community. And also, let's face it, to be help these people who don't have anywhere else to go and not to have the services available in the first place to help them.
Right.
How can you expect someone with a mental illness who's on the street, they lose their medicine is stolen, they missed their appointments, now they're going to be housed. Right, in a very nice facility, brand new facility with 24/7 services for them.
Okay. When do you reckon people will be able to be in there?
Honestly, probably not until maybe early fall, after meeting today and figuring out all the things we have to do as far as the grading, all the things we have to do at that particular piece. The sleeping cabins are being built for us. Just the cabin itself, but then we have to come in, we have to electrify it, we have to plumb it, we have to insulate it, we have to sheetrock it, we have to get all of that passed by the county, and then the city as well. So all of that has to take place. At this point, we're working on 8 of those units.
Okay. I know we all hear about CHAT. I hope that everyone's hearing some of the amazing things that are happening. It's not one thing. There are so many things that CHAT is working on. I also want to say sort of a thank you to our community, because our community does support CHAT, supports CHAT in a great way. I think both of you have been a big part of that, being able to work with people, being out there, and realize just what's happening for the homeless in Chico with CHAT. Other communities do not have, and it's, I'm going to call it private. It's not really private, but it is. It's not the city. It's not the state. It's a private organization that has taken this on. And most communities do not have anything like this. So
no, we've been told that actually, that, what I see this as, it's like a mini subdivision. The only difference is we're there 24/7 to make sure that subdivision goes on and is healthy and works. That's the difference. And we've been told that this is a unique system. We've had people call from all over the country, actually, about our program because it has been working. And it's not that we don't have failures.
I have a friend who lives in Reading, and I tell her about it, and she can't believe that we have such a thing here. People are inspired. Let's talk about what we are going to do in order to support Chad coming up on Easter.
Bobby, you said that we have fun together.
Yes.
We can call what we're doing on Easter a fundraiser.
Yes.
As well as fundraiser.
Yes. I like that. We are working together to create an event that is one that has been in this community for years. And the three of us have been key and instrumental in making this happen. And I think a lot of you out there know about them. Pancake Breakfasts at Card. And on Easter, where we have an Easter egg hunt. We have fresh ground whole wheat pancakes, thin and delicious. Real maple syrup. We have corn cakes for people who don't want to have wheat. And we are adding something this year. Pretty amazing and different. We're going to do scrambled eggs, which we've done actually, but not at the Card Center. Scrambled eggs and sausage. We're going to have fruit, coffee, juice, all the things that you have for breakfast. And we're going to have that on April 17th, which is Easter morning. And it is a fundraiser for Chat.
We'll also be having a very large, once again, a large silent auction. So there'll be lots of fun things for people to look at and bid on.
And if anyone's interested in donating something for that silent auction, what should they do, Sheldon?
They can contact me, Sheldon. My number's 530-591-5655. Give me a call, let me know what you have, and we'll see if it's something we can use. And we appreciate the donations.
And that's a real good way for us to bump up that the fundraising on that day. So if you have something out there, please consider it. This is a great way to do it. And it's springtime, spring cleaning, right?
Something that would make a nice gift is kind of what we're thinking in terms of things that aren't donated from businesses directly to us. If it's coming from a household, it's something that, as a rule of thumb, somebody would say, this would make a nice gift for someone.
Nice.
And another thing we actually need are hard-boiled eggs that are colored.
Yes.
I mean, normally we have between 70 and 100 dozen that we put out for kids every Easter Sunday. We have done it. I think that we did it for 37 years. If my old mind can remember exactly how many years we did it for. Anyone that would like to make some eggs, whether you had your kids there and they're all grown up and would like to bring some eggs on Easter Sunday for me to put out, for other kids that now are at that age where they like to collect eggs, or whether you have kids and would still like to put some out, because two things happen on Easter Sunday. One, we put out the eggs for the kids so they can go out there. Depends on age. We kind of stage them. It's really, really a fun event for kids. But then we have a big basket that the kids can put eggs into, knowing that those eggs are going to become food for people at the Jesus Center or the Torah Shelter. So it's a getting something really cool, but it's also giving a lesson in giving back to people who don't have so much. So it serves two purposes.
If you are interested, folks, in donating some hard-boiled colored eggs, how many dozen have we used in the past, Bob?
Between 70 and 100 dozen we put out, because there's that many kids. Do we have 600 to 700 people show up at our breakfast? That has been historic. So
exactly.
With that number of people, there's a lot of kids that do
there's
come.
A lot of kids.
And we're, I believe, the only organization in town that actually uses hard-boiled eggs. A lot of people use golf balls that are painted, other things, and candy eggs with candy in them. We don't do that. We give you real eggs, and then we hope you get some back.
Yeah. So if that's something that sounds fun to you, which actually kind of is sort of fun, please call Bob. What's your number, Bob?
530-518-8509.
Okay, that's for anybody that wants to give us some hard-boiled colored eggs for our Easter egg hunt. That happens, I think, at 10:30 on Sunday morning.
Exactly.
We are going to start serving at 8. We will stop serving at noon.
Another important thing that happens on Easter Sunday is we've hired a new executive director, and you're going to get to meet her. She's amazing. We interviewed so many people, and it was like this is the woman we want to have run our organization. She's doing an amazing job, and I'm so excited about everybody who's coming, being able to meet her and greet her as our new executive director.
Good. Another good part of our event. Let's see, Sheldon, can you think of anything else? We've let people know, scrambled eggs, sausages, a little bit of fruit, wonderful pancakes, as many pancakes as you want to eat. We got lots of them. We work hard on that morning, get make sure we have enough. No, we have a vegan option and we have a gluten-free option. There you go. So we have all of that covered. Real maple syrup. We do the best that we can. We're looking forward to everybody coming again. The Card Center is lovely. We can have our Easter egg hunt out by the Rose Garden, kind of in the grass around it. It's just beautiful. And all the years that we've done it, looking at the little kids collecting eggs, and when we put the flyer out, I had one young man, he's a man, when he saw it, he said, oh, I have come to those for years. And he had remembered the pancake breakfast and just was so excited. And he's a grown man now. So now, we've had Bobby, a lot of years of kids.
We have cases where somebody was one of those little kids collecting eggs as a 3 or 4 year old, who are now parents and bringing their kids.
Yes, it's great. So if you have nothing to do on Sunday, April 17th, Easter morning, please come to the Card Center. Starting at 8, we're going to be serving pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, fruit, coffee, juice. What am I missing? Silent auction.
I think what we're missing is the importance of everyone coming, supporting CHAP, but also getting to see each other again.
Yes. You know,
we've gone through a pandemic. We've gone through some hard times. I think it's going to be so wonderful for me personally to be able to see so many faces that I haven't seen in a long time, yeah, unmasked or masked. Yeah. And that's to me really exciting that we're putting this on again and we're going to get to see all those people.
Yep, me too. I'm so happy that we're doing it. And I'm so happy it's at the Card Center because that brings back a lot of memories for all of us. All right, Sheldon and Bob, thank you for doing this little interview. We'll put it out there. And everybody, keep your ears open and mark that on your calendar.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right. All right, Bob.
Bobby.
Bye, Sheldon. See you later, guys. This has been a pre-recorded interview with Sheldon Prazer and Bob Trausch and myself talking about CHAT, Chico Housing Action Team, talking about what CHAT is a bit, and an event that we have planned for Easter Sunday, April 17th at the Card Center, 8 to 12, all-you-can-eat pancakes, sausage, scrambled eggs, and the works. We have a great silent auction and an Easter egg hunt at 10:30. If you'd like to hear this again or let someone know about it, go to kzfr.org. Go to programs, go to Tuesdays, and go down to North State Give and Take. And if you'd like to be on the show, give me a call at 530-520-1593. Thanks for listening to North State Give and Take on KZFR 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico Community Radio. And stay tuned for Ginger and Radioactive.
North State Give and Take is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothing and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years in the heart of downtown Chico at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling Cotton Party at 893-4923. And by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image opens Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. How's it going, everybody? It is Tuesday night. It's almost 6:30, and when that clock strikes 6:30, it will be radioactive. So how about I introduce myself? My name is Ginger Nichols, and you're listening to KZFR. That's about all you need to know. I mean, you could put on your party shoes, dancing shoes, party hats. I don't know. Chill out. whatever. Feel the vibe. But until then, we're going to enjoy some music. So here's Young the Giant with Cough Syrup. Please enjoy. Don't forget, this is KZFR.